So, seems that three people will come here to address their comments. And after consulting some people here, we will conclude probably by 5-ish, 5:30 at the most, because we will conclude with these three presentations. Yes, Jean-Paul? So while the presentations are being done, don't hesitate to come if at last you have something to say and you didn't put your name. It's not a problem. So we'll begin with these three persons, and if ever finally you have comments on the project, additional ones, of course, we are here. We are here for you. So we'll begin with Mr. Paul Meillon of the Cree Health Board. Please welcome.
30 days, even after we call. Mais tu ne l'as pas dit.
Je ne t'ai pas dit. Non, mais je l'ai dit trois fois tantôt. Je peux le redire.
Okay.
Maybe it's worth repeating that, and it will be in my conclusion, Jean-Paul, that we understand for some maybe it's new, fresh information. So it's not the end. It doesn't end tonight. After tonight, this evening, there are still 30 days that COMEX can receive your comments on the project or your questions. So we'll be providing with the information at the end after these three presentations. So, Mr. Meillon, you can proceed, and I guess you will need that.
Hello. Wojciech. My name is Paul Meillon. I work for the Health Board. So today I'll just have a very short presentation of a few minutes, very quick. Our involvement in the regulatory process for the Black Rock Mine. In the ESIA regulatory process, a lot of people don't know this, but we get involved by providing comments on the environmental and social impact assessment. There's two sort of points where we can provide comments. Unofficially, we can provide guidelines at the point of when the COMEV initially gives its initial requirements to the company. And also, we can give comments to the ESIA process, and each iteration we can provide comments to. So just a quick reminder on that. So what kind of health comments do we give on the environmental and social impact assessments? We could divide it into two areas, toxicological and psychosocial. For the toxicological, is there any toxicity associated with the mine that can impact the community? So we try to look at the whole process of the mine and see if there's any health impacts. We don't look at worker health. This is not part of our mandate. So we look at, you know, the Taliban and the community at large more than the workers themselves. The other area where we provide comments is the psychosocial. These can include, for example, comments on the emergency plans in case of accidents, if there's mass casualty incident. One speaker spoke about drugs and alcohol. There was a worker that had to go through AA before uh, being reinstated as his job. So we review what the company's plans are for drugs and alcohol. We also look at impacts on increase in traffic. This can increase, for example, the number of trauma cases or for accidents. We also look at aspects such as safety of land users on the trap line. What kind of communications are there with the company and with the tally man and his family? We also look at impacts on the CMC, which is the local clinic. What would happen, for example, if there was a 15 people who suddenly injured, you know, how would that impact the local clinic? In this case, it's not so much because it's Shibugumu is the closest community. And there's some other points, but I won't go through all of them in detail. So our initial comments for the BlackRock ESIA, the first round back in 1 year ago, I believe it was, we made comments about the physical danger posed by the mine to the land users. We asked for a dust management plan. It said it was going to be provided, but it was not provided at that point. We asked what was being done to help workers with drug and alcohol problems and also financial planning. What we usually ask for is that a voluntary program be provided to workers who have fallen off the wagon, so to speak. And also what was being done for cultural integration of the workers, of Cree workers, and knowledge of Cree culture. This issue was raised by the Tally Man, who I think is here today. So this was our first round. On our second round of comments, which was earlier this year, all the responses by the mine were accepted, with the exception of one relating to cultural integration, and I think several people have raised that today, the issue of cultural integration, including, you know, goose break holidays. So we provided some input what could be done with the help of the CNG, who helped me provide some flesh this out a bit. Cultural holidays during goose break, of course, in accordance with the company's policy, etc. One other example, what could be seen is a cultural site such as a DP Michuap on the mine site, a Cree cultural day, or provide documentation on the Crees or information in the orientation video or presentation for the workers when they first arrive at the mine. These are just examples of what could be done. It's just we're not prescriptive in that sense. So that's about it for a quick overview. If there's any comments or questions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayon. So all the documents that are being provided us tonight, of course, will also be put on our website with a bunch of other documents related to the project. Second person is Mr. Paul Shakapio. Mr. Shakapio is gone, he left. Okay, so then, last but not the less, Mr. Chief Curtis Bosom, please.
Thank you, Amigot. Merci. I guess it's more of a statement on the position of the Ojibwe Cree Nation. Towards the Black Rock project, obviously, after consultations, after the sessions with COMEX, I think there are still some questions and I guess So maybe some clarity that will be needed later on once we synced all this information in. But I'd like to thank BlackRock for coming again, also COMEX for giving us opportunity to question and to state, you know, concerns and comments to it. But I do want to reiterate the position of Ujagmu, where we, you know, we still support the project, because the project was based on a 2013 certificate of authorization. I would like to remind BlackRock that in this application and during this process, the support and the social acceptability was based on certain terms that were established. Obviously, there are changes to the project, which OJ still stands to, which is one would be the rail spur. I know it's your number one option, and I know you'll will do what it takes. And the communication that was sent out from La Sentinelle, the Chouguamour, and their press release, they've talked about the rail spur being their option. They talked about finding the financing for it, or more or less didn't comment on the financing, but the financing was an issue. They also talked about the temporary trucking, which, you know, was most likely not an option in our case. And so when this came out, as the chief of Ujabugmu, I was more in a solution mode. It was not a panic mode. It was more in a solution mode. So I did address the issue. I did address the press release to the Cree Nation government, which we had discussions, and we also had discussions with your CEO, Sean Cleary, that on a solution mode, OJ and the Cree Nation government, and with Sean Cleary, that we would look at the financial need for the rail spur. Right now, as we speak, I'm not sure when it would be ready, but hopefully it'd be ready within the week. We are doing an analysis on the costs and to see if it's a potential sustainable investment. So with this being said, obviously we will be speaking to or seeking financing and any contribution from the government of Quebec and the federal government to see if there's any kind of assistance that they could inject any kind of investments in the rail spur. So for that being said, you know, that's why in my position, the rail spur is the only position that, you know, would be acceptable for the project, for the transportation. So that's one. Number two, we talked about the lifespan of the project increasing from 13 to 42 years. Obviously, raised concerns in terms of the impact, you know, of the usage of the territory. You have bus transportation, you have the material transportation, the noise, the you know, from the blasting, because, you know, obviously it's an open pit. So there is still concerns on that, you know, on the duration. So that's why I raised the question: if there is the rail spur, will this reduce the lifespan of the life mine? I don't think that was necessarily answered clearly, but that's another answer that I would like to see if we could see it, you know, and have a presentation in terms of taking in consideration that the rail spur is in place and that, you know, the tonnage and so on and so forth can be increased at the mill in Saguenay. So I'd like to see what your maximum capacity would be. The other one would be obviously I touched on it, would be the decrease in tonnage, but also the environmental impact. When we talk about environment, we talk about the land, we talk about the impacts of the road, the dust. But one major impact is, and this is something that on the Cree side we always take into consideration, and I think it's one of the major aspects of environmental impact, is the water. So all little creeks, all the rivers that are impacted, no kind of impact that the long-term duties have on the land, you know, with the transportation of the bus transportation and the material. So obviously, the watersheds are of great concerns. Other than that, is the impact that it'll have on the land use, which is the hunting and traditional activities of the impacted families, the land users, because I know that these are in areas where they're sensitive areas, where they have they've been practicing their traditional way of life, and obviously it's something that we want to make sure that BlackRock is understands those concerns and understands the impact, and to see what kind of mediation or what kind of work we can do together to minimize those impacts and to address the impacted family and the land users' concerns on those matters. The transportation, I guess, again, the main access, I guess this will also come up in terms of the busing and the material. Just going back on that, because obviously we're trying to reduce the amount of materials. So I think it's sitting down and understanding the way they'll be managing the material exporting into the mine, and what kind of material we're talking about. We understand there will be equipment at the site. So just having a better understanding in terms of kind of material and equipment you're talking about in terms of what will be going in and out of that process. So that would be my initial comments. I will be giving in a memoir to COMEX to address these main concerns and these main topics, but I will be most likely bringing in a little bit more since we have 30 days to consult. I will be consulting with my chief and counsel and be consulting with the impacted family, the land users, so you can expect something from my office in the near future. Aguda Miigwech.
Mr. Miigwech, are there other people who would like to take that opportunity to provide other comments? Otherwise, as it was mentioned, often 30 days period to receive these. Could be your comments, could be questions. What has been discussed today was recorded. It will be also transcripted in writing. It will be posted on our website. This is the address where you can, here where you can send the information. If you lose it, I guess band council, liaison, agent, everybody has that address. Everybody knows about that. Do we have additional comment, Mr. Wapachi?
Yeah.
So,
I have a question first for you. When memoirs are sent to the secretariat, COMEX, do we get a reply? Like a reply confirming that you guys received it.
Vanessa, est-ce qu'on envoie un accusé de réception? Yes, we do. You're being noticed. It has been received.
Okay. I'm still waiting for the confirmation from them.
Maybe it's because the secretary is actually here. When did you send it?
No, I just sent it earlier this morning.
Okay. But you know what?
I was hoping to receive solutions too. So
on that matter, when you send something to a minister or the government, it's automatic. They received it, but really the machine received it. Nobody received it. So when we notice a reception, it's because somebody, a real person, did receive it, but the person is here today presently. So you will certainly receive the official reception on that notice.
All right. For us, for the impacted family, as Chief Curtis mentioned, back in 2013, we were involved on the we had public hearings, and the for social acceptability, the family received welcomed the BlackRock project. There was a since 2013-14, there was a long period of silence, but there was still like little interactions here and there between the impacted family and Black Rock Metals, and those were like exchanges. And for us, the major concern that we had was the usage of the road. And for us, I would like to mention that the rail spur is something that we fully support. Trucking is not an option for us. However, during the construction phase, I don't think BlackRock will be able to build the rail spur in the next few months before the construction starts. We do know and anticipate heavy traffic on the access road where the same access road we use for hunting, fishing, and trapping. It is something that we look at and they consider seriously, like for the plan. When I heard that it would be used like every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, that itself would have a detrimental impact on our way of life. It would be good if BlackRock could look for options or find ways to minimize, like maybe stop during the stop operations during the weekends. Because we usually go out in the weekends. We're all employed under the band. And then when we leave the office, a lot of us go to the trap line. I'm not going to touch, I think we sent in a statement to the Secretariat, and I'm sure you guys will review it. One of the things that we also mentioned was right now under the new plan, there's not going to be a construction camp there, which the impacted family receives very well. In the original plan, BlackRock was supposed to have a construction camp at the site, near the site, that would accommodate 500 workers. In their first years of operation, BlackRock had leveled off an area, hauled material in there. It's roughly about 400 meters by 400 meters. And the thing that we would want for that site is to restore it. And that's one of the sites that the family had mentioned. I have two questions. Number one, as I understand, is BlackRock on a plan, still plans to have bus transportation for Chibougamau, Chape, and Ojibwegmu? Is that still in their plans? The other thing is, in the community, we have a housing shortage. What can BlackRock do to help out in addressing this issue, community issue? That's basically it. Miigwech.
So, yeah, we're organic. We can answer a question, even if it was a memoir period, about the bus transportation, if it's still planned to transport workers and from where. And, yes, is there some concerns about housing shortage in the community that you were planning to address?
For sure, the busing is always what we want to do for the working period, the construction period, and also for the operation to transport people, our employee, by bus. For the second question, I would like to Pierre. It's probably included. Maybe there's something included in the IBA about if we have something in the IBA or something about housing here in Ojibwegmu.
Thank you. It's our intention to work as we're doing with Shibugamo. It's our intention also to work with Ojibugumu to look at the lodging during both during construction and exploitation. So that's one of the committee, subcommittee of the implementation committee that we'd like to put in place. So I don't know if that's that answers the questions, but we need to, for sure, we'll be looking for apartments and rooms, and Ojibugumu is surely part of the solution to that. So maybe I want to touch upon something else you said also about trucking on the road. I think it's also our intention to sit down with the impacted family to look at ways to mitigate the impacts of transportation. Trucking only during weekdays is one of those options that we have to explore with you. Also, we could look at, giving instructions to truck drivers to limit the speed limits, having signs, and even looking maybe at bypass at some places where it would be useful. So I think all those things have to be discussed with you and make sure we mitigate the impact of transportation.
Thank you very much. So, are there other people who want to address comments? Please come at the microphone, name yourself again.
Wally Wapachi, Training and Development Officer. I guess I'm thinking about it from an economic development point of view, as well as from a training point of view, employment point of view. And I was just sitting here with my brother James, and I started calculating something. The cabin, the construction camp, and I was thinking to myself, how much money are we losing here in terms of business or whatever? In terms of business, in terms of employment, in terms of opportunities, other opportunities that could arise. And I thought to myself, 500 people, let's say on the average, breakfast, lunch, and supper at $10 a piece, that's 30. You multiply that by 30. At the end of the month, it's $5,400,000. That's 1 month. And you multiply that by 12. It's $226 million on an annual basis. Over 42 years. Now, that's a big loss to our community. Especially if number one, I guess if you transport people from Shibugumu or Ojibugumu, and I don't foresee a lot of native people because a lot of our community members already have housing, so I don't foresee a lot of Shibugumu people staying in our community, and that's a laugh for me. However, my question would be what criteria did you use in order to be able to decide not to have that construction camp there? Because for me, it was a positive way, one way, positive in terms of employment and in terms of potential businesses for the not only for the impacted family but also for the community of Ojibugumu. $226 million and over, it's a quarter of $1 million over 42 years. And I think that's something that could be, that could have been looked at too, from our perspective. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So the question, if you can answer, why you abandoned the idea of the workers' camp, and it was a temporary workers' camp.
I will ask Patrice, who is the VP projects, to answer that question.
Patrice Baudry, VP project. First, yeah, there was questions of construction camp only, which is only for the duration of the construction, so it's not for 42 years, okay? So we have commitment not to have fly-in, fly-out, you know, approach. So we have the commitment to develop the communities around and have people working in the mine that will live in the different local communities. And second, I mean, we went from 500, 600 workers to 200 workers for the construction. So really the decision was taken, you know, on an economic basis, which is not needed to have a construction camp, you know, with this, you know, level of worker during the construction phase.
Thank you very much. Other comments? Others question? Otherwise, the 30 days. Okay, yes, we have somebody.
Hi, my name is David Kunishis. I'm from Ojibwegmo.
Welcome.
When we talk about the transportation for workers, so we wanted to minimize using the access road, which is probably we could use the train. You know, we all connected. Barrette, Chappé, and the train is all connected to, if we're going to make the rail to the mine, so we can minimize the bus. Even if there's a way that we can use transportation for the material, if there's another solution. So there's other ways that we can find to export the material from the mine to the rail. So this is just an option I wanted to give. Thank you.
La question, oui, ça va, Monsieur Desrosiers?
Yeah. No, we are not looking to transport our employees by train. It would mean to have two trains, aligned with the shifts, maybe 4 or 6 trains a day on that section, and we are not organized, and we don't want to, we don't intend to organize as a transportation company by train for the employee.
Any more comments? Question? So I guess this is it for today. I will repeat again that still have 30 days to send your comments, question, and we will gladly receive them, look at them, and make sure we integrate into our next series of questions addressed to the proponent. What will happen is, in addition to what has been questioned today, there are also documents that we recently received, some that are still to be received by the proponent and analyzed by the experts, including these persons here. So these also, that means analysis, question, and answers to come. So that we will try to capture in that in the next series of question. And this is why it's important to take these next 30 days for you to make sure that we received all your concerns. And maybe use the channels that are already open here, I understand, with the Band Council and some committees. So, because these person also, if they want, can also send us questions and comments. So I would like to thank you very much for being here today. It was a long day. I would like to thank also BlackRock people. Thank you very much for your presence here. To our experts here, thank you very much. And there are some, Vanessa, thank you very much as well for taking care of coordinating this. There are some invisible persons, but we heard them the whole day, which they are in the cabins behind. Thank you very much, translators, all of you. And I want to thank Michelle as well of SOCAM, who provide us with all the technical device we needed in order to hold a good meeting. Thanks to my colleague. So as you understand, the work doesn't finish here. We had a lot of work, but it was a really important step for the review of these modifications. So I invite you to go on our website. The address is there. If you want to, again, hear what has been said today and consult all the documents, and we've made sure that the initial documents are there as well. So you will have documents for five years ago and the ones that are concerned with the actual modification. So again, thank you very much, Mr. Miguel. It's been a pleasure. Oh. Chief Bosom, you have another
just
comment?
Just another tradition.
Yes.
That we close in prayer.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask Anna, to be at the pen. Okay, so we'll ask one of the elders to say closing prayer.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Father. I'm going to speak in my own language, as I love to. No tawin ang kisigisak sky tain, mautska spetaxin, chamando. Genelaskum nan, that is bet chiska spejim, that's bet moshuguyatod. It state what? Chimok de jimmy with time shed gone, than the tiskin off the matin deni stamped. Nesta jishu, which abbot chimat stodgy, and though them nans in there, would an atioti don a nakunis kaftida. And chis mag jim shed but mad nante, dishwame da, Michel injit nesta jish. Ganema da, than the table by tadot, the nestled abbot chuno had dot call, swame it, Michel, and the Saint Cassian Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now it's closed. Thank you, Mr. Miguel.
I was talking on my own.